is risen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Boy, I can't tell you how long I have been waiting to do that with actual people sitting in the pews responding. Praise be to God. I know things are a little bit different today, but we pray that we will try to have things as normal as possible as we hear God's word and receive God's gifts during these very, very unusual days. We corporately missed the last half of Lent. We corporately missed Holy Week. We corporately missed the first 4 weeks of Easter. But here we are. Christ crucified and risen for you. Things change in the world, but that message of forgiveness, life, and salvation in and only in Jesus never changes. Praise be to God. We are a hymnal congregation, and so this is a little bit unusual for us to have these long bulletins, and we're going to encourage people. We got a whole stack of bulletins in our prayer chapel to take a bulletin or take a hymnal home with them and then bring their hymnals back and forth with them each week so that we can be as normal as possible. In the meantime, and especially during this month of May, we have a bulletin printed out with the entire service, and I pray that that's not too cumbersome for you, and also encourage you to take that bulletin home with you at the end of today. Our opening hymn, number 457, that was our opening hymn for Easter Sunday, and our joyous return back is our opening hymn as well. Following that hymn, and again, we'll follow the order printed in our bulletin. For those listening and worshiping at home, Divine Service, setting 1, page 151 and following. All the propers for the day are listed on our website, goodshepherdlincoln.org. Enough announcements. Let's pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings of being able to come together, albeit in a unique way, but to come together corporately once again here at Good Shepherd. Bless us. Bless our country with healing. Drive away especially the fear that has gripped our land. And Heavenly Father, tune our ears and our hearts and our lives to your word, to the good news, forgiveness, life, and salvation in and only in the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus. It is in his name that we gather, worship, and pray this day. Amen. Amen. Hymn 457, Jesus Christ is risen today.
Thank you.
Divine Service, setting one, page 151. Page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday of Easter is from Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from James chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for our Alleluia and verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, Where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated for our hymn number 819, Sing Praise to God, the Highest Good, number 819.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Your friends in Christ, our Lord in our gospel lesson today speaks about guiding us into the way of truth. In fact, he talks about truth a lot, not just in John's gospel, but also the evening in which he speaks the words that are today's gospel. It is an important evening. It's Maundy Thursday that Jesus speaks these words. Just 12 hours later, Jesus will be standing in front of Pontius Pilate, ready to be sentenced to death, even death upon a cross. And just before he hears the sentence spoken over him by the judge, he and Pilate have a little side conversation that St. John records for us. Jesus says, "I have come into the world to witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pontius Pilate replies with words that ring even today. "What is truth?" That's a question that we find ourselves asking a lot today, isn't it? What's the truth? Are millions going to die or not? Is this the most dangerous virus the human race has ever faced or not? Should we open the church again and have corporate worship? Or should we keep it closed? Even in yesterday's newspaper, the Lincoln Journal Star, this headline, "The best way to love your neighbor is not to infect your neighbor." Is that true? Or does the resurrection make something else more important? Do we need to wait for a vaccine, or can we just quarantine those who are at risk while the rest of us go about our lives? What's the truth? Can we trust our elected officials to make wise decisions, or are they just consolidating their power? Should we do what they say or not? What's the truth? Is it safe to go to the grocery store? Or is that the most dangerous thing that you'll do this week? Are you going to live or are you going to die? What's the truth? Should you wear a mask or should you not? What's the truth? If you don't, are you killing your neighbor? Or do they just give you a false sense of security? Should salon owners go to jail for opening their doors while felons are released? What's the truth? We stand with Pontius Pilate and we ask that question over and over and over again today till we're weary from asking. What's the truth? What's real? Who and what can we trust? What can we know for certain, for the absolute, no doubt about it, truth? Can we even know? Is there any truth? As we face all of these questions that I've asked earlier, and yes, even more questions than these, No one knows the answer, do they? No one seems to know what the truth is. There's lots of opinions, maybe even highly educated opinions. There are those who pass the blame on to others, saying things like, the virus is in charge of the situation. There are others who say things like, we've done the best job imaginable handling this virus. Way better than we could have thought possible. There are those who say, we failed. There are those who say all sorts of things, but the truth is they're all opinions. And no one seems to know the truth. All the opinions lead to conflict, don't they? So much conflict. Your opinion might not match my opinion. My opinion might not match your opinion. We know that none of the politicians' opinions seem to match. The news stations all say different things. People even change their opinion based on who they're talking to. Your neighbor might have a different opinion than you. Your spouse, your child, your uncle or aunt might. We all have different opinions about what the truth is. But they are just that, opinions. And yet these opinions lead to all sorts of disagreements and conflict and anger and hate and sin. Family member won't speak to another family member. A church member angry at a church or a pastor. Co-workers who won't sit at the same lunch table any longer. Hate grows. Frustration rises. Conflicts, protests, all over the question, what is the truth? Sometimes it's so hard to see what's standing right in front of us. Take Pontius Pilate, for example. He had Jesus, God in the flesh, the sacrifice for sin, the one who heals the world and makes all good, standing right in front of him, but failing to realize who he was. As he himself said just a few hours before, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The disciples, at the time of our gospel lesson, hear Jesus' own words. I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I go away, that I go to the cross, so that the Helper will come. And when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. These disciples spent 3 years with Jesus. And yet, on the night when He was betrayed, they also don't understand the truth. They run when Jesus is arrested. They lock themselves in when they believe he's dead. And as we heard several weeks ago in a sermon, even when they see the empty tomb, they don't yet understand the truth. And we do the same thing today, don't we? We lose sight of the truth. In the face of all these questions, we lose sight of Jesus, who is the truth. Instead, listening to all these opinions. Yes, Jesus is the truth. The one who has overcome this world. Who has defeated all doubt and sin and difficulty by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. He's the answer to all the questions. Will you die? Will you live? What does Jesus say? Yes. You will die in this world, but yet shall you live. All who believe in me shall live and never die. Jesus is the truth. He's the one you can trust. He's the one who always says exactly what you need to hear. His word, the law, and the gospel. Attached to it, the Holy Spirit, the Helper, creates and sustains faith within you. That's the truth. Jesus is the one who convicted the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. He did so by the cross. That's the truth. He's given you eternal life, peace, comfort, and joy. That's the truth. He now speaks the truth to you through his holy, precious word, read from the Bible, preached by pastors, attached to water and baptism, to bread and wine so that you can eat his body and blood, the body and blood that died on the cross and now is alive forever. That's the truth. He's the one will bring you out of this world one way or another, one day or another, to bring you into a world without suffering, without sin, without death, without viruses, without quarantine, without fear, to live there forever. That's the truth. And the truth sets you free, dear Christian. You're free from being a slave to opinions. You've heard the truth, after all. You're free from fear of death. It's nothing. Jesus has overcome it for you. You're free to do what's best in your own eyes, to take care of your family, so long as God's word is preached into your ears, because that's the real important thing. You're free to vote your conscience, including voting out politicians you disagree with and voting for those who you support. You're free to love your neighbor and care for them, even if they're angry at you. You're free to work with your coworker, even if they disagree with you. You're free. The blood, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Free to hear his word. Free to receive his gifts. Free to be glad at what he does for you. Free to live in the truth. Free to live in Jesus. Dear friends in Christ, all of your sin is covered by His blood. All of your questions are answered by His resurrection. All the doubts, uncertainties, and confusions, the difficulties of this world are made well in His work and in His word and in His gifts. He sends His Holy Spirit to you to remind you of that all the time. He sends His Holy Spirit to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify you, to make you a Christian. He sends the Holy Spirit to you to help you as you face this life and this world. Jesus is the truth. He guides you in that truth. He sustains you in that truth. And that truth overcomes all the lies, the opinions, the questions, the struggles and difficulties of this world, and promises you a world of peace without end. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our service continues as we confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. Please stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, in one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from
pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For all the baptized, that they would make a joyful noise to the Lord for the salvation they have in Jesus Christ, in whose righteousness and truth they are clothed. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors in Christ, that they would be diligent in their studies, faithful in their prayers, steadfast in their faith, and compassionate toward the children of God they serve, with special blessings to our new vicar, Timothy Steele II, former vicar, Albert Bader, as he serves now in Ogallala, Good Shepherd member, Mark Kranz, as he serves now at Mount Calvary in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our children and young people, that they would be brought up by faithful parents, receive a good education, and grow into fruitful maturity for service to home, church, and world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for the vocation of motherhood, that mothers would love and care for their children, and that children would cherish and honor their mothers. And for all those whose mothers have departed in the faith, may they find peace and comfort as they come to the Lord's table this day and celebrate with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who have been entrusted with earthly authority, that they would be given the wisdom to rule according to your will, to work for the well-being of the nation, especially during this present pandemic, and to enable justice and peace to flourish throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who suffer in this veil of tears, and for all who have requested our prayers, especially Ron, Janet, David, Sheldon, Barb, Mike, Michael, David, Jan, Marge, Jerry, Timothy, Dawn, the family of Norma Muth, and all that we remember in our prayers, that they would be comforted with the sure and certain hope of life eternal through Christ their Lord, knowing that a day is coming when no one will be able to take their joy from them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are graduating, elementary school, high school, college, graduate school, that their celebrations, although different this year, would be true celebrations of joy, and that they would have guidance from you, O Lord, during these uncertain times as many enter into the job market. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who partake of the Holy Supper of Christ's body and blood this day, that they would receive the Blessed Sacrament in repentance and faith unto life everlasting, and for all who are unable to gather together due to the pandemic, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have gone before us with the sign of faith and now rest in Jesus, let us give thanks to the Lord, that we would be enlivened by the gospel and sustained in the one true faith until our last hour comes. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome, welcome in the name of the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are gathering our offering for those of you who are in attendance. We're gathering our offering in a box as you came in. If you didn't see it when you came in, you can hit it on the way back. For those who are worshiping on the radio or at home, we appreciate your support. You can drop your offering off at the church during the week or mail it in. For those who are worshiping with us from other congregations, we're glad we can be of service to you, and we encourage you to support your home congregation. Our service continues now with the offertory, page 9 in our printed out bulletin. Please stand.
And we'll
you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
welcome to the Lord's table. The body of Christ is God's peace and the joy of your sins are forgiven. Amen.
The blood of Christ shed for you. Depart now in peace and joy.
Thank you.
The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing the post-communion canticle, Thank the Lord. Please stand. Pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, This Joyful Eastertide, 482. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow, we've been waiting for this day for a long time. Thanks be to God. We hope and pray that the extra safety measures and things that we've done were not a distraction in any way to Christ's word and Christ's gifts. We are working really, really hard to keep everybody happy, because that's impossible, but to be faithful in bringing God's word, to obey our authorities, to love our neighbors as ourselves, all of these things together. For those who think we're moving too fast or moving too slow or should shut up the doors forever and ever, whatever. God's word compels us to be together as the body of Christ. Acts chapter 2, the people gathered around the apostolic teaching. That's what they were devoted to. The breaking of the bread, that's the Lord's Supper. Fellowship, koinonia, and the prayers, which is not just prayer in general, but the liturgy of the church. And we pray that God would bless us as we seek to continue to be faithful. We're taking some of these extra precautions during the month of May. During the month of May, all of this will be reevaluated very, very soon, and we hope that we can become even more normal as quickly as possible with regard to the way things function around here. No Sunday school or adult Bible study at this point in time. We will gather at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday morning, 6:30 on Wednesday night. Until these changes are done, every Wednesday evening will be a communion service. Every Wednesday evening will be a communion service. We had originally said, and we are talking about trying to have a self-imposed limit of 25% of capacity. You see that we have more than enough space right here. So encourage people, if they feel safe, to come to church. A lot of room for social distancing. Nothing to be concerned about. The 10:30 service for today has a few less people than right here. We had also said that until we get things sorted out, we wanted people to come to church once per week, either on Sunday or on Wednesday. The way the numbers look for the sign-up thing on Wednesday, you can come on Wednesday night. There won't be a problem. There won't be a problem. Different service, different sermon on Wednesday evening than on Sunday, just like always. Just like always. The ushers and elders will usher you out from the back to the front. So it'll be in reverse order. That way we won't get anybody bunched up. News and notes. We don't have paper news and notes today. They were all mailed out to our members, and they are online. You were emailed it. We have your email address. If we don't have your email address, they were snail mailed. They are also online. Also online. Pastor.
No, I don't have any additional announcements. Thanks for having patience with us as we work to navigate this. This is first time we've done things like this too, so we're still figuring it out as we go. But it's really nice to have people here, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. Again, we're a hymnal congregation. We have zero problems. If you grab a hymnal from here at church, take it home, and then just bring it with you every time you come to church. Two or three, if your family is larger, whatever. If you know where our prayer chapel is, just around the corner to the right, next to the men's restroom there, that's where they're all stacked up. We trust you. We trust you. Help yourself. And little concerned about disinfecting the hymnals between services, but if you take your own hymnal and take it home, there'll be zero problem. Zero problem. Take your bulletins home with you. God's richest blessings in Jesus. And remember, one truth in the midst of all the uncertainty, one truth: Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.